Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Elmo's Farmhouse Holiday.
Hi, Nina here. It's the night before Christmas Eve, and I'm with Elmo at his apartment on Sesame Street. We're so glad you could join us. Elmo's family is getting ready to spend Christmas at his grandma and grandpa's farm.
Elmo loves Christmas on grandma and grandpa's farm.
You're going to have such a fun holiday vacation. Elmo's mommy and daddy are doing some last-minute shopping before they leave to go to your grandma and grandpa's in the morning. Right, Elmo?
Right. Nina is babysitting Elmo.
It's so cozy here in your home. I love all your decorations. Like the Christmas tree in the corner. You know, Christmas is just one holiday some people celebrate.
What are some other holidays, Nina?
Well, my brother Dave, his husband Frank, and my niece Mia invited me over to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival of lights that they celebrate for 8 days. They light candles each night on a special candle holder called a menorah. Later in the season, they celebrate another holiday called Three Kings Day. On Three Kings Day, they make lots of food, like Three Kings bread.
Cool.
Yeah. And Gabrielle and Tamir's grandma Nell taught me about another important holiday called Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a 7-day celebration of their African-American culture and history. Each night, they light a candle on a special candle holder called a kinara. They decorate their house with art, colorful cloth, and fresh fruit.
Wow, that sounds fun.
See, it is. All winter holidays are beautiful and special in their own way.
Elmo thinks so too.
Hey, Elmo, Look out the window. Do you see the snow falling outside on Sesame Street?
Wow, it's sparkly.
Look how gently the snow is falling under the street lamps.
Likes watching the snow fall.
It's such a peaceful thing to do, Elmo. Look, everyone on Sesame Street is heading home for a good night's sleep. Even Hooper's store is locked up for the night. And Big Bird is tucked warmly in his nest.
And Elmo's in his favorite blue pajamas with white polka dots.
Claro, that's right. So, what do you say, Elmo? Should we pick a storybook to read before bed?
Okay, but Elmo is too excited to read.
I can understand why, but you need to sleep so that you'll have energy to spend a fun-filled time with your family on Christmas Eve. I know something that'll help you relax. How about, instead of reading a bedtime story, we imagine what it'll be like on Grandma and Grandpa's farm tomorrow?
Ooh, Elmo would like that. Elmo wonders if it's snowing on Grandma and Grandpa's farm right now, too. Elmo would love to build a snow monster.
You can imagine building a snow monster and can imagine all the fun things you'll do at Grandma and Grandpa's farm on Christmas Eve.
That's great.
Let's wrap you in this warm blanket.
Oh, thank you, Nina.
De nada. Now that you're warm and cozy, should we slow down and do a few belly breaths together to relax from the busy day?
Okay, Nina.
Let's place our hands on our bellies so we can feel them move as we breathe. Now, let's breathe slowly in through our noses. Then breathe slowly out through our mouths. Nice. This time, after you breathe out, let's count backwards from 3.
Elmo can do that.
Good. Now, slowly breathe in through our noses. And slowly breathe out through our mouths. Three, two, one. One more time. Slowly breathe in through our noses. And out through our mouths. Three, two, one. How do you feel now, Elmo?
Elmo feels relaxed.
Good. I think we're ready to imagine Christmas on Grandma and Grandpa's farm.
Let's imagine we're with Elmo and Grandma and Grandpa's farmhouse. Elmo's parents, Louie and May, are here too. It's cold and snowing outside, but it's warm and cozy inside. The living room is sparkly with silver decorations. A fire crackles in the fireplace. Louie sits at the piano playing Christmas songs. The Christmas tree glitters with twinkly lights. Elmo sees lots of presents tied with big, colorful bows sitting at the bottom of the tree. Grandma is sitting on the couch. A gold star sits atop the tree, glowing. Green leafy garlands are tied to the top of the bookshelf with large red ribbons. Next to Grandma on the couch, Elmo's puppy Tango sleeps sweetly. Tango is having puppy dreams, and the little sleigh bell on her collar jingles when she rolls over. Grandpa is kneeling by the Christmas tree, hanging ornaments. Grandma stands up and reaches for Elmo's hand, leading him into the kitchen. In the kitchen, Elmo and Grandma wash their hands. The water makes a soft gurgle sound in the sink. Then Elmo helps Grandma stack the freshly baked cookies into plastic containers for Christmas Day. Some of the cookies are soft, and some of the cookies are crunchy. There are big cookies and small cookies. There are sugar cookies in the shapes of trees, presents, snowflakes, and candy canes. There are oatmeal cookies in the shapes of circles and even squares. There are gingerbread monsters. Some of the monster cookies have green icing. Some of the monster cookies have red icing. And some of the monster cookies have white icing. Others are covered in red and pink sprinkles. When all the cookies are put away, Grandma takes a broom from the corner and sweeps up a little bit of sprinkles from the kitchen floor. Outside the kitchen window, snow is falling on the trees and on the red barn. Elmo walks back into the living room. On a big rug, Grandpa sits next to the box full of shiny ornaments. Grandpa saved a few special ornaments for Elmo so that Elmo could hang them on the tree. Grandpa holds up an ornament in the shape of an elf. Then he hangs it on one branch of the Christmas tree. There is also an ornament of a reindeer and one of a snow monster, and even a homemade ornament with Elmo's picture glued on it. Grandpa hands Elmo the ornament of a snow monster to hang on the tree. It clinks softly against another ornament as Elmo hangs it on the branch.
There.
Grandpa and Elmo hang the rest of the ornaments on the tree until it's shining bright and beautiful with different shapes, and the box of ornaments is empty. Now the tree is all decorated for Christmas tomorrow. Grandma walks back into the living room from the kitchen. She sits down in a big cozy chair near the window and picks up a book to read. Elmo climbs up in her lap, looks out the window. Outside, in the yard, Elmo sees the snow monster that he built earlier that day with his daddy. It has a carrot for a nose and a big scarf around its neck. It was such a fun day. Elmo went sledding, threw snowballs, and made snow angels. Elmo wants to go outside and play some more with the snow monster, but it's so cozy inside with his family. Plus, Elmo is feeling very tired from his busy day. When he puts his hands on the window, he can feel how cold it is outside.
Whoa.
Not in here. In here, it's nice and warm. Elmo walks over to the piano. Grandpa and Elmo sway to the sound of Elmo's daddy, Louie, playing festive songs. Louie's fingers move quickly over the piano keys, and each time he taps a key, a lovely sound comes out. Some of Elmo's favorite books are stacked by a small chair near the piano. The book on top of the stack has a picture on the cover of a bright cabin in a beautiful snowy forest. Elmo opens the book and looks at the pictures, turning the pages one by one as he looks. Elmo hears a jingle and sees Tango walking towards him. The sleigh bell on Tango's collar rings as Tango wags her tail and nudges Elmo with her nose. Elmo pats Tango's soft head. Soon, Grandma, Grandpa, Mommy, and Tango are all standing around the piano, listening to Daddy's lovely Christmas music. Elmo is so relaxed. Grandpa says he will read Elmo one more book before bed. So Elmo chooses his favorite holiday book and hands it to Grandpa. Then they cuddle on the couch under a warm quilt. Elmo's grandpa begins reading the story with Once Upon a Time. It is cozy and sleepy in Grandma and Grandpa's farmhouse. Elmo sees the snow swirling, swirling, swirling down through the trees outside the window. Then dozes off happily, dreaming of Christmas morning.